You're listening to the O Those Toes podcast, the only podcast where we make the guests suck our toes. Or we would if we ever actually got one in the same room with us. But instead, we do this virtual. And with you as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am your co-host, Annie. And together we are the O Those Toes podcast.
And I forgot to say hello, followers and new listeners alike. But hello.
I hope we have some new listeners, but I think I like it better when we have like our loyals, like our repeat listeners, because they're gonna like really know us and they really know what's going on. And
yeah, we don't do a good job describing what we do to the new listeners, and I hope they're not the ones who like drop after 15 seconds.
Yeah, because what they're are
these crazy people talking about?
I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is this bitch? Like,
well, who the fuck are we? We'll find out. Who the fuck do we have with us in the studio, Annie?
Ah, well, okay. We have a very special guest today. I found him on Reddit, and I'm going to let him describe himself a little bit, but...
You found him. It sounds like he was like a lost puppy dog.
Are we picking up strays? He could very well be. I mean...
Yeah, I am a bit of a puppy, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. See. So I came across a few of his stories on Reddit, like a few posts, and I was extremely interested. Ty, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm just pretty much just a guy that's into feet and being at the foot of a pretty woman. Yeah, that's what I like to do in my spare time. So
okay, but
a noble adventure.
But realistically speaking, that could be almost all of our listeners,
right? Yep.
So but why do you think that I reached out to you to come on the show?
Well, you mentioned some of my stories, so I guess I probably have some experiences that some other people would like to hear about, perhaps.
Yeah. You know, you don't have too many experiences posted on your page, but the few that you do have were very impressive. So, I don't know. Top Toes, what is this episode going to be called? Do you have any idea?
I don't, but I know why we're having this episode. We're having this episode, so Ty, I don't know how long, if you've been a long-time listener to the show, but we always talk about things and we're like, well, the stereotypical is the submissive male, but in my personal experience, we don't approach the fetish that way. And we're tired of saying that because we know we're in the minority, so we're presenting a minority opinion to our guests. So you're representing the vocal majority. Congratulations. You are the statistically typical submissive male foot fetishist.
Yep, I guess so.
And we needed that opinion. And so we're at, 29 episodes this season, plus the 12 from last season. So, 41 episodes later, we finally found one who can carry the torch of our submissive foot fetishist.
Okay.
We didn't have anyone to bring this opinion. We went all the way to Alberta.
You know, first of all, where is Alberta? For the people that don't know.
Geographically challenged?
No.
The Great White North, that's... Western Canada.
Right. People in the U.S., they think Canada, they just think Canada. Like, they don't think, like, all of the different, you know, places and where exactly things are located. We're not, we just don't do that.
Yeah. Some famous comedian called Canada our hat.
Our what? Our hat? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. Canada's just a hat on top of the United States.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know what to think about that. I hope we're at least a stylish hat.
I would think so, but I'm biased. Robin Williams said that Canada is the upstairs apartment from a raging party wondering what's going on downstairs.
Huh. I don't know what to think of that either.
Yeah, Robin Williams is great.
So, you know, I have a lot of subby friends that I could bring on the show. You and I both, Top Toes, that we could potentially ask to be on the show. Part of the reason why I wanted Ty to come on was, one, like, I found his story is really interesting. And then two, I kind of wanted somebody that wasn't too familiar with us.
Mm.
So, you know, he doesn't have a strong Instagram presence. I don't think he'd ever even heard of the podcast before I reached out. Had you, Ty?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, see? So, you know, but that's perfect for me because I'm kind of afraid of what some of our fans would come on to say.
Yeah. Well, I will say that thanks to our appearance on Stripped with Sia, we are very popular in Western Canada now.
Yeah.
She's out of the Vancouver area, which is even farther west.
I feel like I gravitate more towards the Canadians on Reddit. I don't know what's going on over there.
We're inherently better.
You can't play on both sides, Top Toes.
Oh no. Hashtag dual citizen pride.
You're just bi on every level.
This is also true.
That's
all right. So I'm on Reddit and I like just kind of looking through stuff, right? And there's like, I don't even know what thread it was or what, you know, where was that exactly, but it was like foot fetish stories or something. I don't know. And
that's why I haven't joined you on Reddit. It's like about reading words.
Right. And yeah, exactly. There's no visuals, so you can't.
Oh man, no, it's like the internet too. In 1989.
No, there's a shit ton of, you know, foot royals. Ashley Fancy Feet, shout out to Ashley Fancy Feet. She started a little group on Reddit called Foot Royals, and that way we can post whatever the hell we want. And once you've joined the group, you can really post whatever you want, and she's the only one that can decide if she's going to kick us out or not. So Ty posted, you know, in Foot Fetish Talks about a foot fetish experience that he had, and I was really intrigued by it because it sounded like so much fun. I mean, it was involving his mistress and her friends, and there was a lot of foot and ass and very submissive tasks and things that were going on. So Ty, why don't you tell us a little bit?
I was
going
to say, any. Why don't you not tell Ty's story?
I'm saying what I found interesting, and now I'm going to let him tell us the story from like beginning to end. I mean, there's a lot of them. He has a lot of them. So, you know, first of all, Ty, how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 26.
Okay. And you've had this mistress for not too long, right?
Well, this was a mistress that I had just seen a couple times, actually. The mistress I'm serving currently, I've been seeing her for about 4 to 5 months now. The experience you mentioned happened about a couple years ago when I was just getting into the scene. It was actually my first experience, I was quite nervous. You,
how long have you been into the foot fetish scene or been aware you're a foot fetishist?
I would say... Well, I've been a foot fetish my whole life, but just recently single for the past 2 years or so. So that's where a lot of my experiences come from, is just the past year and a half, 2 years or so.
And so in that time is also when you got into sort of the DNS scene.
Yeah, exactly.
What we might call the pro-dom scene.
Yeah, because I definitely, like with my first girlfriend, it was a lot of foot play, but I didn't do nothing crazy. You know, it was just more just me and her, more vanilla, just stuff. But since I've been single, definitely opened up a lot of experience.
Okay. So you, he says foot play, you say foot play and vanilla stuff, but a lot of vanilla people don't add foot play into their everyday sex life.
Well, that's because they don't listen to our show.
Yeah. Play was like, so in your relationship, in your, definitely a lot of foot play.
So you were already pretty assertive about that before you got heavily into more of the DNS scene. That's been the case in the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So Annie definitely outlined a story that she's looking for you to tell. You obviously then know which one she wants you to tell.
Well, I wanted to tell several of them, but you know, that was the one that caught my eye, the very first one.
I mean, there's only so long before we have to take a break, so why don't we stick to one story at a time? And so set this up for us. Set up the scene. You know, give us the picture at Sicily 1924.
Okay, so the question, she messaged me on, she was in contact with me for a couple months. We eventually settled on a time and a place, a hotel downtown in the core of my city. She told me she was going to have a couple of friends, and then I could just, since it was, I could just show up as a friend and just kind of, you know, just see how it goes. And then I was quite nervous when I got there. I was greeted by, I could see her painted toes right away. She had them out for me. We went tangled by the pool. So it was a public scene.
Are they like professional dominatrixes, or that's just their lifestyle, or like how did you
end up? Yeah, it's more, I think it was more of just lifestyle, friends that dominate guys and have fun. It's okay. Great. Yeah, so I approached them. We were at the pool. I was just there as a friend at first, but it didn't take me very long to get into the role of a sub, because put your feet on my lap, I'm going to start massaging them right away. Like I said, it was a public scene. So it was it was definitely a lot of fun.
Okay, so you're at the hotel pool with this mistress, or future mistress, this dominant woman, future mistress to you.
Yep.
And how many of her friends?
She had the one friend there first, and then another one came shortly after. And then so there was three women there with me.
And then how many other random hotel patrons who were not involved or didn't know they were going to be involved?
Well, we did get there. I got there around 8, so there was quite a few at that time. Rubbing feet. One of the ladies, she shoved her toes in my mouth. That was pretty awesome. A little embarrassing, but I was loving it.
And before this, had you had any like dom sub relationships or experiences? Like, did you
play not that really game? I mean, no, my first girlfriend, I dated her a long time. She was more of a submissive too. So yeah, it was definitely my first time being this submissive.
And did you know that that's what you wanted to do, or that's how you wanted to be seen?
Yeah, I think so. I dominated by women's feet, so definitely great to finally be at that. because my girlfriend wasn't like naturally dominant. It was hard to be truly submissive towards her.
All right. So, I mean, snapshot of the scene definitely implies there's more beyond poolside here. So,
yeah, that's just the beginning of the story. We're at the pool until everyone else left, and then at that, these women had like a group of young men at the pool who were all hanging out. We were all having a good time. And then when it came time to go upstairs to the hotel room, I was the only one who got to go up, and it was quite the look on the other male's face, jealous. You know, they were all pretty jealous. I felt pretty great.
So they chose you like as the designated like little foot bitch, or
yeah, essentially. I mean, yeah, and everyone was extremely one who got to go up. One of the ladies I was with, she made me eat her out on the way up the elevator, and I thought that she was squirting all over me, but she was actually pissing all over me in the elevator, and that I did not expect that or consent to it, but to be honest, I didn't really mind it.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Like, did it? I mean, how do you react to something like that? Do you just accept it? Do you just like get up and go, what the fuck? Like, I mean, I just, you know, I wanted to pick your brain because I don't think that way.
So yeah, right. Everyone would react differently. Like I said, right. my first thought was that she was like coming or squirting on me. I didn't even realize until after like she was talking about it that it was piss.
You know, we've made it some strong points on the show about consent, and I think we always will. We're not going to say there was somebody was doing the wrong thing, but I think they were sort of doing the wrong thing. You just in that situation had not had a chance to have any sort of negotiation.
Right. So
yeah, exactly.
Did you talk to them about anything beforehand? Like, okay, these are my limits. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what I'm not willing to do. You didn't have that conversation with them?
No, not really. Like I said, I was there mostly as a friend at first. And then we were kind of getting to know each other throughout, like, the foot massages by the pool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the limits, hard limits weren't really discussed, so.
Well. It, unfortunately, that's a lesson of experience, but, you know.
Yeah, but that's where they say, don't knock it till you try it, because, you know, it wasn't that bad at all.
Well, that's another favorite expression of mine. I'll try anything once and twice to make sure. You know, just for the sake of our listeners, we're painting a mixed signal picture here. That, you know, unfortunately,
right. Yeah.
Sometimes, especially newer people to the scene, don't necessarily know about conversations about consent ahead of time, and you know, sometimes, yeah, exactly. Something that you don't necessarily consent to is also not something you object to. Everything is shades of gray, but you know,
right. Yep.
Show message, always get consent.
Yeah,
that always have preferred. Always have that.
Fun time. So let's continue hearing about Ty's fun time. But actually, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll try to interrupt Ty a bit less. Or not. It's our show, and he's our bitch for the night.
Yep.
That's how I like it.
When we left our intrepid hero, he was alone in the Canadian wilderness in an elevator with three women and covered in piss.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I love that.
Hey, okay, quick question. You know, as we promised to not interrupt you, and then I interrupt you.
Okay.
So before we left, Top Toe said he's our bitch for the night. I wonder though, are you okay with males saying that?
Well, I can play along. I don't mind.
No. I mean, in your real life, would you be submissive to a man as well, or is it just women?
In real life, yeah, definitely just women.
And so before you realized that you had a sort of submissive state of mind, you said you've had a foot fetish your whole life. How, yeah. When did you realize that you had a foot fetish?
Geez, I've had it like longer than I can remember. My parents told me that I used to crawl to their feet, like when I was still crawling around, you know, like
you just like feet, you just like toes.
Yep, I guess so. My whole life, even longer than I can remember. So,
yeah, I've always found that question is very hard to ask to a male foot fetishist, because we might have a key story that reminds us when the first time we noticed, but it was always there. And when you think about it, it's hard to trace back to.
I do think that that's true, but that's why I always ask that of people, because it interests me to know when they sort of had this realization that they liked feet, or when they accepted it, when they were like, you know, well, I think the question I'm going to look up foot porn as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, I think the question then for the guests is, when did you have that aha moment? When did it click?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to pinpoint. It was just kind of always there. I remember playing with feet, like some of my earliest memories. So
does your family know then? Does everybody know in your life that you're a foot fetishist, that you like feet?
No, I try to keep my family out of it.
Well, I mean, we all keep
that our family. Feels wise.
We all keep our family out of our sex life, but you know, sometimes, like, you know, like everybody in my family knows that my husband likes feet, you know. So if they see me like have dirty feet, they'll say, oh, you better go clean them. Like, you know, your husband doesn't like that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, Annie, I think you're the anomaly there where your family knows about your husband's fetishes.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'd rather my female partners keep it away from the family, for sure.
Okay. Right.
So let's bring it back to an elevator on the way to the ninth floor.
Okay, back to the elevator. So yeah, I was in or out in the elevator, and then someone walked in on us, and there I was on my knees, covered in piss. My hair was all messy, and then I just stood up, played casual. I said, "Yeah, there's fun times in this elevator, buddy." And then we got to our stop. The other ladies were already there. And then just started having a wild night. Like, a lot of, I guess they like to have sex with each other. They brought me into it. There was three ladies there. A lot of foot stuff. A lot of eating them out. I had a lot of different body parts in my mouth, on my face. Yeah, it was a wild night. It was definitely like a great first experience.
Yeah, but was it more like, I mean, like a threesome or like an orgy, or did you feel like you were being like a submissive foot slave?
No, I like to call it a threesome, because I was inside a few different holes for sure. Yeah, it was definitely a threesome, orgy, whatever you want to call it.
Hmm. You mentioned that like one of them had like the most perfect feet. Like, you were like, she walked in and she had the most perfect feet. So what's a perfect foot to you?
Well, for me, I kind of like a little bit of a bigger foot, like a meatier foot, I guess. So it's just like curvy. I like foot wrinkles too. So like it all adds up. And then the nail polish was banging that night too.
What's a banging nail polish?
I think it was a bright hot pink, and it was fresh, you know. They all got pedicures for me, so it was great.
Yeah, so you're having a little four-way or joining in there, three-way, whatever. Annie's playing coy as you're basically describing her feet. I'm not trying to say Annie was the one in the room, but she's trying to play coy while you literally describe everything we would attribute to hers as well.
A solid
pedicure. And,
I think I noticed.
A meaty foot and wrinkles, you know. So we,
it's great.
For our long term fans, we're painting a picture here that they can go back and look at, because I think we're all in agreement as to
the foot style.
But what I want to know is, all right, so this experience, aside from, you know, some oral sex in an elevator and some unconsensual urination, a little bit of public foot play. Overall, there isn't a huge dominant submissive dynamic in the totality of the night, and it sounds like, from the fact you said one of the girls, the girl with what you thought was the most perfect feet, was not even the dominant that you had initially engaged at this whole party, right? Or to set up this whole event.
The one who actually contacted me, she wasn't like as prominently involved as her friends. It was her friends that are a lot more crazy than she was.
So then where's the transition to a mistress slave, mistress submissive relationship here coming out of this totally awesome fun time?
Right, because this sounds like a great time, sure, but like how is it now that you're like super submissive and she's, you know, dominating you?
Well, actually, let's go back and make a correction if need be. Is any of the four people in this room, or three people in this room, because you're you, the same mistress that you're currently involved with, or a mistress that you were involved with up until now?
No, not the one I'm currently seeing. This was just someone who I seen two or three times.
Okay.
But after this
first hotel party, you do end up kind of getting back together with the dominant one of the group, who might not have been the crazy one of that particular night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she invited me out of town into the mountains, and I did some chores for her, some handyman work, and I got to rub her feet.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you get out of this type of relationship?
Well, just rubbing feet was enough for me, and you know, being dominated a little bit. I like to do chores if someone can make me.
Well, I mean, because you're a handsome guy, and I mean, clearly you can meet people and have sex with people. That doesn't necessarily have to involve you being a submissive. So, I mean, that's basically what I'm asking, is what is it that you get out of serving a woman?
Just
with
touching
feet.
Touching feet. That's how much I love feet. I just love to touch them that much. I usually get to kiss them a bit and have them on my face, and I'll pretty much do anything for that.
So you end up in a service-oriented submission, where your reward, in a sense, is also service towards the mistress in the rubbing and pampering of her feet.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Also, you get into some service-oriented submission with serving her, doing household tasks, things of that nature.
Yeah, whatever she wants. I'm capable of a lot, so...
What happens if the mistress doesn't want you to, like, if she doesn't want you to do anything other than rub her feet, but wants you to be flogged, wants you to be spanked, wants you to, you know, wants to inflict pain and discomfort and have you do as many things as possible, and all you get out of it is a foot rub? Is that worth it to you?
Yeah, probably would be. the mistress I'm currently seeing, she likes to flog me and spank me, and it's fun. I mean, it's not my thing, but I like to please. That's how submissive I am. So if she's happy, then like that's pretty exciting for me too.
So you don't get anything out of the actual flogging, like?
No.
Okay.
Definitely submissive, not necessarily a masochist, but mm-hmm. willing to entertain her sadism for the sake of your submission.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I aim to please. So if mistress is happy, then I'm a happy slave.
So what happens if, I mean, because by this, so this means that any woman with pretty feet can sort of direct you to do whatever they want. What is it in a mistress? What are some of the things, the qualities and the things that a mistress has to have? Because obviously it's not just anybody. Not just anybody can come and say, I'm going to be your mistress, and then just have you do whatever they want. So what is it about a mistress, someone that's dominating, that's going to make you be hooked and that's going to make you want to please her?
As long as she has a pretty feet and a dominant attitude.
You're easy. Yeah. You're yeah. So easy. You're an easy
yeah.
So Ty, it's
yeah, if I get to touch feet, I'm in it.
It's obvious we're not going to link any contact information for you. We're sorry, because if we do, just exploitive women will come out of the woodwork from all angles. This, for your own safety, I don't think we can give you any links in this.
But Ty's not, just to make it clear, like, Ty's not into financial domination. That's not what this is about, right, Ty? Am I speaking too much for you here?
No, yeah, it's not like I'm going to send anyone money for feet pics or anything like that, but I'm more into the in-person.
But people can buy porn. People can buy feet pics and videos. That's not a problem. What I'm saying is, like, when it comes to submissives like you looking for dominatrixes, sometimes you get harassed, but they don't want to do it for the enjoyment or for the relationship of it. They want to do it just for the money. So they just basically want to milk you for whatever money you have in exchange for this relationship. But that's not how your relationships work, is what I believe. Like, as far as I, like, you yeah. met people on FetLife, there was no money exchange. There was, not that you haven't done it before and that's okay, but like this person that you've been seeing for 5 months, it's a sexual relationship where you have sessions and stuff, right?
Yeah. And yeah, she's not interested in the money either. She just loves to have her feet worshipped. So it's a pretty beautiful relationship.
Now, is this
I think the other caveat on my earlier statement is, unless there's an openness, Ty's not currently available or seeking anyone.
Right.
Then again,
maybe he is. I don't know. We keep speaking for him. I don't know.
Well, also, are our listeners listening on the day this drops, when we can actually define things, or 10 years from now? You know, so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely open to anything in person. That's for sure.
So are you loyal to this one person, or you just kind of are? I guess what I'm asking is, are these relationships exclusive, like long term, or you just kind of go like session to session with different people? Because you can be submissive and do both.
Yeah, essentially, I'm just kind of just going with the flow, session to session. The mistress I'm seeing, she hasn't, you know, given me any order to stay away from other women, so I've been still doing my thing as a single male, and she herself is a very open person in an open relationship, so I don't think she minds at all.
Yeah, see, I think that for me, I think that I like to own them completely. Like, if they're going to be servicing me, then I want it to just be me, because I'm a greedy bitch like that. I don't think that I could, like, send my guy off to, you know, a bunch of other different dominatrixes to play with. Yeah, I like to control the orgasm, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'd be open for that, too. I mean, I can definitely be enslaved by some pretty feet. I would go to extreme limits.
So how... Okay, so you were in a relationship for several years where you explored and did a bunch of foot kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. It's been a couple years since your next relationship. Say you meet like a nice person and you know, you want to pursue it further. Do you tell them right off the bat that you have, that you're a submissive and that you like feet? Like, does all of this have to be a part of your, I don't know what I'm saying, emotional relationship? Or
is that only reserved for playtime?
Like, your playtime is separate?
No, it's definitely a big part of me. I definitely need feet in my life. So, but you have to, I also believe that you have to be very like honest and open in your relationships. So if I do ever meet a girl, I would definitely let her know like what I'm about, what I do, and go from there.
How far into the getting to know the person would you, do you share that information?
I would say pretty quickly, depending on the person. I mean, if it's just casual, like I'm mostly just into casual relationships. No one needs to know like everything I'm doing. But like I said, if I met the right person where I wanted them to be a part of my life, it would definitely be more need to know basis, I guess.
So all these women you've met on FetLife, because I'm sure there's like a ton of guys out there right now listening that are like, hey, how do I get in on that?
Yeah, both these mistresses found me, actually. I guess I was just lucky. They found me on FetLife. And then, yeah, I guess just FetLife mostly. Some girls I message first, just be like, hey, you want foot rub? And they're like, yeah.
Do you even exist? Are you lying about, do you live in Antarctica, like two-thirds of FetLife?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it points out that we as a podcast are not playing up our, we're not living up to the potential that we could on FetLife. But I think we say that literally about every platform. We're trying to give a little bit to every platform that we're involved with to, you know, just kind of spread ourselves, and we're spread a bit thin. There's two of us trying to manage like seven platforms, so we're gonna just say we're not giving our best to every platform aside from hopefully the podcast itself, because everything else to us I think is kind of icing and advertisement,
right? Ways
for people to find us and learn a little bit about us, but this is our world.
Right. No, I mean, I enjoy FetLife a lot, actually, but I, you know, FetLife, everybody's trying to meet everybody, and that's not what I'm there for exactly. So I think that it I come across as standoffish. Like, it turns people off. They're like, oh, she's not meeting anybody, and then boom. And then, of course, all the other messages that I get are all like just people trying to sex chat, basically. They've got their dick in their hand, and they're like looking for somebody to kind of help them out, you know.
I mean, unfortunately, you're in Texas, he's in Alberta. Otherwise, we could engage Ty to run our FetLife for us, you know, for the small cost of a couple foot rubs a week. Geography.
Wow.
I mean, foot rubs are amazing. Of course, that's why everybody is like, you must give good foot rubs. Do you have a technique that you use for your foot rubs?
Well, I'm in construction. I have strong hands.
Okay.
No, we'll let you elaborate on that, but not until after we come back from this break.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Ty. So before we left, I asked you about your foot rub technique. Now, you have to have a good answer for this because, I mean, clearly you're good at it, right? That's why the women keep coming back. So if you were rubbing my feet and I've had my feet rubbed by tons of people, different types of ways, how would you stand out? What's your technique? You may answer.
Well, I guess you just got to know some of the soft spots, or, you know, the tender areas. The arch, the balls of the foot, the heel is really good. The Achilles heel, right? You know, I don't stop at the foot either. I do ankle and the calf. And yeah.
What's the longest foot rub you've given? Like, how long have you been ordered to rub feet?
Oh, hours. Like, with the three mistresses, I was there for at least four and a half, five hours, just rubbing feet mostly. So, your hands get a little bit sore sometimes. You take a minute to stretch them out, but you just gotta keep going. You know, you gotta be dedicated to the craft.
Okay, so other than foot rubs and things like that, have you had a foot job before?
Yeah, I definitely have had my fair share of foot jobs. My first relationship definitely did a lot of exploring. Well, any relationship I'm in, gotta try and do some of that stuff. So yeah, I've definitely had a decent amount of foot jobs.
Okay, now probably not with that vanilla relationship, but when a mistress deigns to give a foot job to a submissive, the expected response is cleaning.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately,
something you're willing to do.
Yeah, something I guess I had to do. Something I only just recently was forced to do it, and it's not something I like to do. But like I said, I'll go to extreme limits.
So what are some of the things that you won't do? Like, what are your do you have a hard limit of what you won't do, or it's all?
I would say scat for sure. That's probably the only hard one.
Let's say hard limit in the foot world. Like walking around barefoot, fucking black soles, clean them.
Yeah, that would be a rough one, but if I could probably be forced to do it.
Well, you had a story. You told a story about, I guess, your girlfriend walking around the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, walking around the gym barefoot and then you licking them clean.
Yeah, but that was with my first relationship when we were working together. I would get her to walk around barefoot, and her feet never, ever got that dirty. So it was just, like, really cute on her.
Yeah, but it's a gym, dude. I mean, who the hell wants an athlete's mouth?
Yeah, I don't know. I do, apparently.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had to have gotten dirty. I mean, like, crumbs and shit on the bottom of the feet. Is that, I mean, that's...
Crumbs? I mean, what gym are you going to?
Well, like not like crumbs, but like little dirt specks and, you know what I mean? Things that get stuck on the bottom of your feet that are not necessarily... just dirt, you know, like not just dust.
Yeah, but I mean, your husband and I mean, even me, like last night, I ended up like stopping for a second and pull some like lint out of my mouth. That happens. if you've never pulled a bit of lint out of your mouth in the middle of you know, some toe sucking,
you're not doing it right.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Not doing it right.
Not living.
You know, well, in my defense, it was a lightly used gym. We were there to clean it, so it was. I made sure that it was clean, cleanish, anyways.
The advantage you have, I guess, when you're tasked with cleaning the gym.
So no, yeah. See, he's topping from the bottom because he like pretends like he's cleaning the foot for their purpose, but really. He's cleaning it because he's going to put it in his mouth and he doesn't want to get it dirty. It's
well, this
is in his mouth.
This with his vanilla partner, he said. So he wasn't really topping or bottoming at this point.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
And again, here we go, putting words in his mouth. But I am racking my brain
I'll put a lot more than words in his mouth.
I like to smell that.
I'm racking my brain for all those things in the past, 40-ish episodes where we wanted to know.
Oh, God. What I know.
The submissive thought about it, or where we said, yes, that's probably a thing, but it's not something we do because we
probably say that in like every other episode, and now we can't even think about it. But you know what it is, honestly? I don't think that Ty is as submissive as he says.
Oh.
I think he enjoys the naughtiness of it. And well, sure, you can enjoy a slightly dominant woman. I mean, you too, Top Toes.
I think he's definitely saying he's sits on his small s side of the slash pretty permanently. That's his place. But it's, and that's the thing, it's submission. It's not, you're not really into humiliation.
You're right. Not into, yeah, I get that.
You definitely said you're not into pain. You're not into, masochism. It is what levels you will go to please a woman who will then reward you with her feet.
Yeah, exactly.
So what happens if, yes, you're rewarded with the feet, but you're not allowed to come?
So
what's your next move after that?
Probably just go home and jerk her off.
Well, but what if they say you're not allowed to do that? Do you not do it, or do you just go, whatever, she's not here, I'm going to jack off anyway?
I remember one night where I got to spend the night at my mistress at her feet, and I did come a couple times when I didn't mean to, but she's not as strict as other mistresses, so I got spanked. But
what made you come when you were at her feet? What was it that made you come?
I just loved being at her feet so much, and I was just like humping the bed probably or something, I don't know. Just a horny dog.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that would make me mad. That would really make me mad.
Yeah, it was a bad move. I didn't mean to. And I'm lucky that she's so forgiven. I did get flogged, but nothing more than the norm.
What's the norm? Like, what does a flogging look like for you?
Well, my mistress is pretty small, so I don't think she's that strong. I hope she doesn't hear this, but
oh, yes.
So yeah, maybe I probably embellished it a bit for her sake, but I am a very strong, big, like tough guy. So it's kind of fun to try and push those limits. See how I like to find out how tough I really am. So I don't mind her going all out on me.
I think he's a brat.
We did mention that this podcast does have a presence on FetLife, so it shouldn't be too hard to find tiny, weak mistress who does not flog effectively. And
no, you can't say that. It is effective flogging. It's just not a...
I'm just tough, that's all. Backpedal quickly, son. You better backpedal.
I'm just really tough. I'll take the credit there. Because she did have a sister mistress flog me as well, and it was the same thing. She was a bit bigger though.
So you're just a tough guy. You just have a tough ass.
Yeah, I'm just a tough guy.
That strong Alberta lager man kind of stock, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I suspect that, I mean, because you're so young, so I suspect, can you imagine in 10 years the kinds of stories that he's going to have if he continues with this kind of lifestyle? I mean, he's going to be able to write a book.
Yeah, that's the dream, right?
Or run a podcast, so. You know?
Yeah.
That's our dream.
Okay, so what? One question that I'm going to ask for Top Toes' sake. How do you feel about nylons? I'm
I really love bare feet more than anything, but nylons are cool with me.
Well, I think we it's because we come from different parts of the continent, you know.
Yep.
You in the truest of the true north, nylons are beyond common and very mm-hmm. utilitarian. And
yeah, all different colors.
And so
they're not sexy. They're not meant to be sexy.
But also the barefoot is the rarity for him.
Exactly. Where he is. Yeah. Yeah. I only get like a few months a year of bare feet. So.
Oh, see, and I see bare feet like every single day, even during the winter, like bare feet all the time, everywhere. There's flip flops.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Here it's that's warm enough that a lot of women just forego hosiery. God damn this century, but you know, it is life.
Hey, top toes, weren't yeah, you, we should were gonna ask, you were going to ask a question about shoe play, weren't you?
Yes. Okay. So let's, I mean, I it was kind of obvious with the licking of soles, and we kind of got into whether or not you're willing to lick dirt, but where do shoes fall in the fetish for you, if at all? Especially, you know what, that's a good point. When you fall into the traditional mistress slave role, there's always sort of a mystique and a vision and a visual about heels and shoes, and it just overall, where do shoes fall for you? What is that to you?
For me, I have tried to experiment with shoes, but thankfully, I've never been forced to do it. So it's just more of like maybe a little dab with my tongue. Nothing like I've never had to lick them clean or anything like that.
So not full shoe worship.
I'm not really. I wouldn't be into that, but of course, I could be forced to do it.
And for the most part, you're lucky enough that the dominance you've dealt with have pretty much gotten rid of the shoes as quickly as you might have liked.
Yeah, exactly. They're just
looking for that amazing yet indescribable foot rubbing technique.
Yeah.
Hey, so soles or toes for you? If you could worship only the one thing,
definitely soles. I could suck on arches all day long.
Man, I don't. It's the toes. It's the toes that are like. So I feel like all soles are kind of the same, but toes, like that's.
Yeah, it's visual, but I think there's just so many more sensitive spots on the sole and arch, and you know.
In one of his stories, Time mentions perfect wrinkles, and I remember thinking to myself, "What is a perfect wrinkle?" Like, what is perfectly wrinkled? But what does that mean to you?
To me, I don't like overly wrinkled, but just like a nice meaty sole, wrinkled down the middle.
Yeah.
Some added wrinkles for flavor. Sometimes around the heel, too.
Added wrinkles for flavor. You know what? Suddenly you've just... I feel like you just reduced women to a Ruffles potato chip.
I'm getting hungry.
Sprinkle some ranch flavoring on there. Like, what's happening?
No. He's Canadian. We have ketchup chips. They're superior to
everything. Oh, yeah. Yo, I got the munchies right now, too. So,
ketchup chips?
Yeah.
Ketchup and all-dressed potato chips? You got to figure this out.
What is, yeah, they're what great. Is that?
Ty, we're going to have you send us like the Canadian expat care packages.
What is that? I still don't, it's not clear to me. Is it like
it's like a ketchup flavored potato chip? It's,
yeah, it just tastes like ketchup, like a little bit sweet.
Nice. They're perfect.
That's weird.
They get your hands all red.
Yeah, they're full of like red dye tan.
That's weird to me. Okay, so before we go, tell me your most memorable session. Your most memorable sexcapade. I mean, that would at definitely this point, You've had many at this point.
You keep calling him young. It's not like he's 12.
No, he's not. He's just, you know, he was in a relationship for all that time. So really, he's kind of behind a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely behind a little bit, but I'm just trying to live it up as much as I can. My best experience would definitely be that first one, because it was a lot more than just foot play. I definitely got to like got a lot more pleasure for myself that night. So that would definitely be the more memorable one.
That wasn't sure. That wasn't the one where you got put in the corner and got to listen to another slave eat ass, was it?
No, that one was more recently with my current mistress.
Tell me about that. Like,
yeah, that was pretty degrading. She had a sister mistress, as she likes to call it. She had a sister mistress there, and the other mistress was going to bring a slave over to service my mistress, since I got to worship the other mistress feet. You know what I mean? It's like a crisscross of the slaves. So unfortunately, I didn't even get to watch. I just had to sit in the corner. It was pretty rough, but I just swallowed it like a good slave would.
Okay, so they made you face the wall, and you didn't get to even watch.
Yeah, I just had to listen. And then as soon as the other slave was done, he got kicked out of the room.
Wow, okay.
So you still made out better than him, even though you were a bad boy in the corner.
So, yeah, because I was with them both for a few hours, and he was just there to eat ass for like 10 minutes and left.
Wow, okay.
That might have been just his thing. All right, we're going to turn the tables. We're going to give you the power for a minute. We're going to let you ask us something.
Okay. Geez, I don't even have any questions ready.
I was like, where did that come from?
You have failed already.
Okay, so I'll just go for the easy question. Then you have to tell me your top experience involving feet.
That's interesting, because I'm always trying to have something new. But I went to a BDSM club that really wasn't foot fetishy at all. And I happened to, the first time I ever went there was because they were having a fetish night. And a foot fetish night specifically. And I had kind of sort of on FetLife become friends with one of the people who was co-hosting that particular night. And they're like, please come down. No one really in our club knows a whole lot about foot fetish. It's a great opportunity for you to meet us and for somebody to bring some, you know, some technique and skill to the party. So at the end of the night, after sort of there was a presenter and such, and we're just kind of hanging out, and I'm just asking somebody, you know, and it's very much, it's formal BDSM club, so it's a lot of layers of permissions and consent. And I'm like, do you mind if I rub your feet? I'm rubbing this girl's foot for like 20 minutes, and she's like having a conversation with me and a few other people in the room, and then I'm like, do you mind if I put your feet in my mouth? And I literally had this girl's feet in my mouth, well, alternating, but nonstop feet in my mouth for, I think it was like 2.25 hours.
Oh.
That's like the ultimate tease, though. Like, oh my God.
That sounds great.
Ultimate tease for both of us, because where I am, yes, you cannot like take out genitalia and finish. So it was, I could definitely tell from her reaction, complete and ultimate total tease for the both of us.
But so no footgasm there.
No footgasm, but you know, call it foot edging for 2.5 hours.
Oh God, that's fucking killer. I can't with that shit. No way. Yeah. I don't do well in those kinds of situations, I think.
So there you go. When you let the guests ask questions, you get interesting stories.
Yeah.
So before we
before
we send you back into the frozen tundra, one, where where can our, even though I said we weren't going to, I think, where can our followers find you, or how can
do
I
you want them? Do you want,
if you want them to,
yeah,
well, they could probably find me on FetLife or Kick. I have the same username on both. That would probably be a good place to find me. Yeah.
Okay. What's that? What's the name?
Ty YYC CC.
Okay.
All right. For those of you who weren't listening fast enough, we'll get that up on the show links page. And you can click and get in touch with Ty and see if he lives close enough to do your dishes and rub your feet.
I don't know. Maybe yeah, that'd be great. Get way too many solicitations. He's gonna be a picky, choosy bitch.
We give him permission to be picky and choosy. See, he might be submissive here, but it's our audience, so we can let him top them from the bottom, or we can top them for his sake. So, Ty, it's been wonderful, hysterical, eye-opening, and confusing all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It feels like it's been too short, and I also feel like this is definitely one where, like, all the questions we want to ask you will come up tomorrow.
I don't know. Maybe,
yeah, well, I had a great time.
Yeah, maybe we'll, you know, if we think of anything else, and I think our followers might have some questions, we can address them with him later and, you know, come back and report with the answer like we usually or try to do anyway.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you to all our listeners, as always. And as always, for those of you who have been masturbating to our voices right now, you're welcome.
Very welcome.